Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I almost didn't know where we were going with that. I don't think I've ever heard the beginning of that song.
I don't think I know this song.
Oh, that's
Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson Park.
Pac?
Pac.
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 Yeah, one of them.
There you go.
Whatever.
All right.
Cool,
two
guys. Anderson Pac.
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I just don't think I've heard the beginning of it before, so I didn't know what it was.
The whole intro thing.
Yeah.
His tiny desk was awesome.
He had a tiny desk?
Yeah. I'm sure you're a big tiny desk guy there.
Not a tiny desk
guy. I like some of the tiny desks.
Some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, some of them are good. I do. I like them.
Not a tiny desk guy.
Why? Why?
Well, it's the little concert or whatever?
Yeah,
some of them are cool.
Yeah,
some of them are
good.
I just don't sit on the internet watching YouTube videos all day. I'm working on the show. You should try it.
I don't think that's true.
You've been waiting 3 months working for the one show tomorrow.
Yeah, I already
been
have a take.
You've been holding back a take.
I already have the whole show laid out.
Guys, been holding back a take. I could, you know, call him 3 times this week in the morning and be like, hey, dude, I'm struggling a little bit. He's like, yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Guys, been holding back his take for Thursday.
Nah.
Unbelievable.
I thought about it at like 1:50.
All right. So it's Wednesday at 3:30. The Flyers season is over.
Yes.
But since we are the official Flyers show on WIP, in Philadelphia, actually, we do have Flyers in 50 with Rhodes. What's up, Rhodes?
Hello, friends. How are we today?
Oh,
what are you, Jim
you.
Nance?
There he is.
I expect you to come in a little hotter than that, Broads.
Yeah, come in hot,
oh,
Broads.
I don't know. Listen, yo, what's up, boys?
Yeah,
do I
there
smell
he is.
Like weed? Can you smell the weed through the damn TV screen in there? That's what I got for you.
You know, usually weed guys are much calmer. That's why,
yeah. Yeah. You know, Broads, I thought of you the other day. We took photos over here for the YouTube still shots where we had to make these expressive faces. And there was one of them I couldn't figure out. And I was like, I got to channel Broads because I see your YouTube channel. You always have the expressive faces.
See, and people think I don't do a damn thing around here, yet here I am influencing the afternoon show. It's a tough gig I got.
Yeah, it's real tough. So, well,
yeah. Hunt you pipe down.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we get into Flyer stuff,
okay.
Hold on. No, Mike, I swear you might like this.
All right.
So, as you know, hip hop's, right?
Yep.
The other day, I decided I'm going to switch up my gym routine. Now, 2 days ago, I went heavy Rick Ross. Today, and I'm curious your stance on this, I went Rise Against. How do you feel about Rise Against?
Rise Against. See, these guys don't know Rise Against.
This never is even heard of
Chicago punk band. Good band.
Oh.
Good workout band. Good workout band.
What? All right.
Are you going old Rick Ross or new Rick Ross?
Yeah, I went Teflon Don 2010.
That's high school, bro. That's high school.
Port of Miami is the only Rick Ross you can do, man. Port of Miami.
Prepares
Rick Ross is different.
Dude, this is when, see, I could tie the wheat. You know what? Where do you guys want to go from here?
What? Did you go old Rise Against or new Rise Against?
I went old. I mean, know one hour.
Siren Song of the Counterculture? Is that the one you went?
Oh, hold on a second. I'm popping up the Spotify.
No one cares about the album.
Okay, all right.
See what you started, Spike.
Saviors on. Okay.
Okay.
Appeal to Reason, 2008.
Okay. Yep. That's pretty old. It's not old, old, though. But all right. Why don't we go? Why don't we do the Bros' little segment here?
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
So it's a big deal right now in Flyers land. Where are they going to go for the head coach? Rick Tocchet, Vancouver, there's a split. And it doesn't really tickle my undercarriage. I don't want to go in that direction. I don't want to deal with the old-time Flyer nonsense. Now, Al Morgani did end up swaying me a bit, saying he's better at communication than Torts is, so if he is going to be a hardo, he can at least sit you down and talk you through it. So maybe there's something to that, but I got my eyes set on Mike Sullivan, who was canned by Pittsburgh, multiple cup winner, was there for 10 seasons. Now, in the NHL, that's like being somewhere for 60 years. So there's something to it. I want Mike Sullivan here. But why would he come here is the question. That's a damn good question, Brian.
Bro, let me ask you this. First of all, I don't even know who that guy is, so I'll take your word for it. But the second thing is...
Rick Tocchet? You don't know Rick
Tocchet? I know Rick Tocchet. No,
we're Mike Tockett's Sullivan men on this show.
Yeah, I know who Rick Tocchet is.
Tocchet
I'm 48.
Is a soup guy. He's a soup guy. Loves soups.
Does he?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How the hell do you know that Rick Tockett's a soupsman?
Yeah, because he used to come on with Angelo in the morning.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would call. Yes. They would have him on a bunch. Yes. So here's
come on, bro. Come on, man. I'm a pucks man.
Yeah, listen. You're right. Hockey in the hood.
He pucks it up. History.
Let me ask you this, though, Broads. You're like, you don't want any old Flyers guys at top levels of the organization. However, we got Keith Jones and Danny Briere who are running the organization.
The team, yes.
So what's your problem with former Flyers here?
Yeah, it's not really the former Flyer thing. I just think he's, all jokes aside, I think he's fine. But I don't think Rick Tocchet would be here in the long run. While I think Mike Sullivan could really help out the push forward and be here when they're going to win. But Rick Tockett's a classic NHL coach that lives 2-3 years in a space. And then he kind of gets moved off to the next one. So I almost feel he would be a stopgapper. And I don't know if I'm, you know, fine, okay, but are you selling me Rick Tockett's here to really flip this franchise around or just help out?
All right, that's enough. That's okay. All right. This is too much analysis. Yeah,
it's
enough.
It's a big deal.
I hope they hire Mike Sullivan.
Yeah, that would be a damn good spot.
Yeah. Jack's been talking about Mike Sullivan all week.
Yeah. By the way, how do you think Torts would discipline Trey, I suck at shortstop Turner? My God, I can't stand this guy. He stinks! He stinks!
421 his last 9 games, bro.
Oh, please. Come on, man. Singles. Him and Rojas. Yeah, singles. This guy, I mean, he's throwing it 55 feet left to JT. He doesn't step on the bag. He's pulling Bryce Harper off in the 9th. He stinks at shortstop. Get him to center field.
All right.
I've been lost since he said tickling my undercarriage. Lost me at that.
Did I say that? I don't know. I forgot about that part.
Broads, when are you back on WIP?
Tomorrow night. Do you guys have anything else that you need to ask me?
No.
How'd you think about the draft?
No, what? I don't care.
I mean, Howie Roseman.
Oh, did it again, right? Yep, he's the best. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that? I did text you this exclusive report, Broads, by the way. Howie wearing Jordans now. Or wearing Kobe's now.
That's right. And I think Elliot texted me that like 3 days before. So you hit me with the double, and I'm going, I already got that scoop, baby. I already got that.
You kept them on 1 minute too long.
I tried to do something nice.
You kept them on 1 minute too long.
Nah, shut up, bro.
Yeah. Turn the volume down. Turn the volume down. Turn the volume down. There it is.
See you guys.
All right. Goodbye, bros.
Oh, my God, man. How do y'all not look forward to that?
Well, I look forward to it.
Well, now we got to see him, by the way.
That's even better.
Makes those faces.
What's the saying? You give him an inch, he takes a mile.
Yes.
No one's done that more than Broads.
Oh, yeah. What's he say? He comes in, he's like, I got a different topic besides the Flyers. I was like, wait a minute. I don't need you to talk about the Eagles and the Phillies. Come on, man. You're here for the Flyers. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Phillies are true World Series contenders? 22.3% say yes. 215-592-9494. Dre in Phoenix.
I like the way you stand positive.
What's that? Oh, well, you picked the yes one? What's up, Dre?
Oh, man, finally got on. My call dropped. I got back on. This sucks. I got 2 points, man. One on the Phillies, one on the Eagles.
All right.
I got to go with, Ike. I got to lean on Ike on this one, man. I'm not Chicken Little yelling, you know, the sky is falling and nothing like that. But I don't think none of us can buy into what the Phillies are doing. And Turner, man, like, I think he's Ben Simmons in a freaking Phillies uniform. Like, dude, this dude is just absurd. I don't know what he's throwing with the opposite hand. Like, you can't even touch the plate. Like, my guy, what are you doing?
He's like,
in the bullpen is
Dre, real quick on Trey, I'll let you get to the bullpen. And I think Jack put this perfectly when he said he's not a natural shortstop. Jack mentioned on the final out last night that he played outfield for most of his career until he got to the majors. He started playing shortstop. There's something about good short
idea was that.
Yeah, well, who knows? Because he's still learning. Yes. But the thing about Trey is
later.
When you watch great shortstops, they just are naturally. Not that they don't work hard at it.
Yeah, but J-Roe looked like a natural over there playing defense.
There's Lindor
for sure.
Barry Larkin.
There's a smoothness to
Stop
what they're doing.
Shoehorning in Cincinnati into our baseball talk
but
here.
But Lindor's a great, and it's not just that Lindor covers a lot of ground. He just knows what he's doing before he does it. Trey looks like he's thinking about everything he does at shortstop. And I actually feel a little bad for him at this point because I do believe he works hard at it, and I do believe, as LA said, he took response. Like, he brought up that he he didn't play well. I think it kills him, but also you're never going to be good at it. You're 31. They should put him back in the outfield. He's a good athlete. He's played outfield
before. This is
probably
his last year.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotta be. Anyway, Drake, go ahead.
Him being in center field even makes my head itch even more. You got to kick that tomato can down in left field, man. That's where all the players go. That's the one place that's where he needs to be. Because, man, this dude is just, I don't know. He's like hot and cold. You know what I'm saying? I can never know what this guy's going to do. It seems like every single day the topic of discussion is Trey Turner. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. But that's where I'm at on that, man. As far as, like, the Jordan Davis, you know, contract, I don't know, for $12 million, I don't think I would have paid him that just because of his snap count. And people are saying, like, oh, he balled out in the Super Bowl. Like, that's cool. But during the regular season, I didn't see much of him. I would more so pay that to Dallas, somebody who's bullying people on the football field. Like, I don't know if you guys seen that video where he slowed down. On the video, he says, I slowed down so he can come and get them. I want to pay somebody like that. You know what I mean? What you guys think?
I totally understand it. I mentioned a few moments ago.
Thank you for the call, Dre.
Dallas, his role in the offense, that's really why the Eagles. On top of he's missed a few games. But I think they could even get past that and still pay a player if they thought he was significant to their success moving forward. And that's really what I think the hang-up with Dallas is with the team, is that they view his role in the offense, not that it's not important, but it's not as important.
Not that important.
Yes, it's not as significant as far as what they are trying to do, especially for $13, $14 million, whatever it is going to cost. I understand the argument Jordan Davis is only out there 20 snaps a game. $13 million. First of all, it's not $13 million this year.
It's 26.
Yes.
It's not an either or this year. It's right. 26. Yep.
So what they would be hoping, and I would too as an Eagles fan now that they picked up the option, is that he shows this year that he could be out there for 25 to 30 snaps a game.
He's got to get in shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stay in shape, more importantly.
Yeah.
For a big man like that, it's easier for him to get in shape when he has a full offseason to train. He has the heat that helps him lose the weight. When you get in the season, you're not practicing as long. And as the winter months get here, it starts to get a little colder through the fall and the winter. He has to work harder to keep that weight off, right? And so I think that's something he's going to have to focus on. And I would say this. Hey, Jordan, I know the Eagles, that great facility they have down there, where they can personally prepare meals for you guys down there in the cafeteria. Either you need to take better advantage of that, or if you don't already have one, because I could be speaking out of turn, you need to get your meals prepared for you.
You get a chef.
Yeah.
Not living in your house, but making all your meals.
Yeah, you don't need to live in your house, but somebody that prepares your meals. You guys make enough money nowadays. That's no problem to do. That, you know, you're a single guy, right?
The camera does it, for Christ's sake.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you're a single guy, and if you're getting the right meals prepared for you, that's going to help you keep that weight off. What? Like that's what he's going to have to make a conscious effort to do this.
I was going to say that too. It's diet. Like, you can lose it by
the
exercising
above, and all of that.
But keeping it off, and as somebody who lost a lot of weight, it really just comes down to what you're eating.
Yep.
And that's a lot easier to control, especially during the season. He's not going to practice more.
Right.
He's probably going to be hurting more, mm-hmm. all those sorts of things. He's going to be staying off his feet. It's just like, he's got to eat better.
Yep.
He's got to eat better. And he has, make a great point, he has every advantage in the world. Even if he doesn't know the person that he wants to make his meals, all he's got to do is go to NovaCare and say,
yes, they'll recommend somebody for you.
They'll find,
guaranteed.
They
yes.
will find somebody. They want you to be in shape
yes.
as much as you want to be
yes.
in shape. 215-592-9494.
Because remember, he looked good at the beginning of the season, like physique-wise.
Yeah.
Everybody was complimenting him on how much, you know, he lost weight and this and that. The next thing you know, you get to October, November, December. It's like, we ain't seen Jordan play in two games.
It's like Coach Reed. Coach Reed used to come in.
Yep.
And then the season,
yeah.
he wasn't a defensive tackle.
No. I'm just saying, he would come into the season, and everybody would be like, "Oh, Andy lost
he
a bunch
good.
Of weight."
Yeah,
dude.
Camp.
Andy in the summer photo with the Hawaiian shirt
with the
on,
Hawaiian shirt on,
looking like a snack, and then the walrus beard comes out around January.
Yeah,
looking like a snack. 215-592-94. Yeah, I heard Andy Reid was on the morning show today. Those cowards didn't even ask him about the Super Bowl.
What a bunch of cowards. Ask the tough questions.
Yeah, why didn't they ask him about the tush push if he's on this show?
So you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah.
No balls.
Zach and Collingswood.
Should ask about the dagger if that really did end the game.
Yeah, the dagger. Zach and Collingswood, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys? First time, long time. So when I was thinking about what I felt after the Phillies finished last night. Are they a true contender? Maybe. It's early. Like, the Mets weren't looking like one, but then became one. But what they were was fun and relevant. And when I think about having sat through that Sixers season, and all due respect to Broads, like that Flyers season, I need my team to be relevant and fun. And that's what they were last night. It was a great, fun game to watch. Now, I don't know if that helps you, though.
It was a fun game to win. I will say that.
Well, yeah. Was it fun when they let the 3-run home run in the ninth? Is that fun?
But that's not. What's important is how it ended.
Yes, of course.
I guess that's ultimately what's important. But you can't forget the feeling that you had getting to that point.
Oh, but when the Eagles do it, Ike's Mr. Wins a win. Watch how they switch sides.
It's a good
but
point.
It's also like,
I was waiting on that all day.
You were that much better.
I think about it this way, Zach. If it's really to me about how they look at the win.
Right.
If they said if they I want me to say they figured it out. I'm happy they got the win. I want them to say we can't do that anymore. We got away with one. I did think they showed resolve. I did think that team felt dead 2 weeks ago and would have never had the bottom of the ninth that they had last night. It's not like they were even. I thought it was different that they put two more runs up on the board in the eighth. I didn't think they were going to do that either. That wasn't something they would have done a couple weeks ago.
Thankfully they did.
Yeah, thankfully they did. Yeah. But I hope they are looking at those errors, and I hope Trey doesn't let it get in his head and get worse, which is the other way that this could go, you know, as he starts thinking about everything that he does, because those errors can tend to compound on themselves when you start thinking about it. So I hope so, Zach. I mean, yeah, I don't think
they're having fun. Like, after that, that was the most muted walk-off I've ever seen. Like,
yes.
We're not really having that.
They definitely didn't feel. Yeah, they definitely were relieved that they won that game last night.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and thank you for the call, Zach. On the Bryce fun issue, which LA brought up, Bryce has seemed, and again, it's all perspective, right? When we talked to him at spring training and when we saw him talking at the beginning of the year, he seemed all business and we were positive about that.
Yes.
Because he was taking this year seriously, that he understands the gravity of this year, that it might be the last year of the core.
Yeah.
But the question becomes, and this is what happened last year to an extent, and what could be happening now, is when the pressure is on, and Jack, you've brought this up about them just sort of being front runners, when the pressure to perform is on, I don't even think if they know how to do that. I think on some level,
well, I think they look to Bryce. I think Bryce is like the what did Jalen say? The thermostat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something along those lines.
Thermostat.
Yeah.
Want to set the temperature in the room.
Yeah. Correct. And I think that is...
Not raise the temperature in the room.
Right.
Thermostat
does that.
Yeah.
It can also decrease.
That's what Jalen's saying. What do you want me to do?
Right. Yeah. No. Thermostat, not the thermometer.
Yeah, that's what he
thermostat,
said.
Thermostat, not the thermometer.
The thermometer gauges the temperature in the room. The thermostat sets the temperature.
There you go.
And this show is the thermostat.
We would have grilled Andy Reid.
Yes.
You know when you can stick that thermometer?
Yes.
Up your keister?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's they used to stick them as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, never to me. That didn't happen to me. I wouldn't have done that. I don't know what you guys are doing.
What? Oh, yeah, it happened.
Oh, yeah.
So back to Bryce.
Oh, boy. I do it to my little brother.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the most effective way to tell a baby's temperature.
Exactly. Yeah, we did it with our kids.
Yeah, I'd do it to walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. He's never going to forgive you for that.
The key thing is you stop doing it after a while.
Yeah, once they get a little bit older.
Once they realize what the hell going on, you stop it.
Jack, well, with 16-year-old Walker.
No, yeah, I'm not sticking. Nope.
You got sniffles. I got to find out what's going on.
Nope. Not at all. But when they're younger and they can't talk, and we need to get an accurate read on the temperature, yeah, you got to do it. I didn't want to do it. I kind of felt like when you neuter a dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
Eichel never do that again.
Yeah, Mike's never neutering again.
Dog ever again.
Dog ain't looked at me the same since.
Yep.
No. So, but back to Bryce.
Yeah.
Please, back to Bryce.
No, yes. I just like I think that when he's not playing at his best, or it's like I think he can suck. Like I think he can suck the energy.
Yes.
Like it's a little bit because he's such a star, right?
Right.
Maybe sometimes I have to walk on eggshells. Yep. So I think that when we talk about setting the temperature, like he also has to realize that when they go through these cold streaks, that's why they look so tight at.
No, because he looks tight when that stuff is happening as well. And by
bring back the gum and the sunflower seeds after the game.
Yeah, dump water.
Yep.
Dump the water.
Have some fun.
Bring it back.
That part I'm fine
with. Ike is a big abort mission guy.
Yeah, aborts all the missions.
Aborts all the missions with the Phillies. Don't stop. Look, start chasing again.
The Eagles aborted a mission at the bye week. Worked out. They aborted a mission.
Oh, what they abort?
Hold on. Who was the first one to suggest abort the mission then?
The offensive lineman.
Yes. Well, and Ike.
Ike.
And by the way, real quick, because we're going to get in trouble
for it. They were listening to the show.
We're going to get in trouble for it. The morning, and I feel a responsibility.
Oh, we're getting in trouble for something?
No. We don't get in trouble for anything, but I'm saying a personal responsibility for this. The morning show brought Andy Reid on to talk about Brandon Graham. They didn't ask him about the Super Bowl. I was making fun of them for doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It was not why we asked Andy Reid to come on the radio station.
Yes.
He was here to talk about
Brandon
Graham.
Here comes PD Spike.
But I would have done it anyway.
PD Spike showed up. because that was, he got a little bit too much into this side of things.
Yes, well, you guys were saying in the beginning when I first got here that I had to be the host.
You're right. Yeah, we don't mind it. Yes, yeah. Yes, you've leaned all the way into it now.
Yes, oh yeah, everybody hates me now. All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.